Report: Heroic Israeli commander saved rookie soldiers at base near Gaza before dying. By Paul Bois on October 12, 2023. The story of an Israeli commander who sacrificed her life to save rookie soldiers at a base near Gaza during the Hamas terrorist attack has been capturing hearts and minds on social media. According to Jonathan Greenberg, Commander Adar Ben Simon saved his niece who was serving at a base near Gaza over the weekend. Saturday, my niece was on duty at her base on the Gaza border when the fighting started. She's alive today because of the heroism of her commander. Adar Ben Simon, who gave her life to save soldiers under her command, my niece included, he announced. Adar's obituary said she was 20 years old when she was killed, becoming one of the IDF casualties of the Iron Swords War. She served as a platoon commander at a divisional training base of the Home Front Command at Zikim Base. She was a rescue and rescue fighter in the Home Front Command. Adar was killed last Saturday when she stormed and valiantly tried to make contact with the terrorists who infiltrated the base, it read. Her relatives said that Adar had dreamed of being a fighter since her youth. From time immemorial, Adar dreamed of being a fighter. She really fulfilled her dream and died as such, said her relatives. Last Saturday, during another routine Shabbat closure at the base, Adar was one of the officers who led the rookie course at the Zikim base. When Adar and the commanders who were by her side discovered that many terrorists were infiltrating the base, they undoubtedly decided, first of all, to protect and save the rookies they commanded. The obituary said that Adar put the rookie soldiers into shelters and waited for the terrorists to arrive. Adar fought with determination, attacked them with all her might while protecting her soldiers and sacrificing herself for the elimination of the terrorists and for the defense of the country. She and her friends fought bravely, few against many, and almost all the recruits returned home safe and sound thanks to them. We said we would do everything so that they would know how amazing Adar was, the heroine of Israel, who gave her all to the country she loved so much, her relatives added. The death toll in Israel from the Hamas attack has since risen to 1,300 people, most of whom were civilians. Throughout the week, protests have erupted on college campuses and in various parts of the world, with people often chanting anti-Semitic rhetoric or death to Jews. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.